The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Have you ever been asked the question, what is your favorite food? Well, for someone who adores food and loves to try anything and everything, I can't really answer that question. But what I can say is that one of my favorite things to eat are noodles. So let me take you on a journey where we discover familiar and unique noodle dishes from around the world. So sit back and relax, because it's noodle time! Alright guys, welcome to episode 3 of Noodle Time. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about another southeastern country in Asia. And this country is known as Thailand. And basically, Thai cuisine is mainly a bunch of mixtures of different cultures that gets its influence from all the neighboring countries that Thailand is from. So you got Cambodia, you got Vietnam, you also got the Hmong community, which isn't really a place, but it's kind of like a community that's just been around near Thailand for a very long time. So a lot of their food culture has mingled with the Thai cuisine. And you also have some influence from Chinese and Indian flavors. And when we're discussing about Thai cuisine, there's this one major criteria when we look at every single food that comes from Thailand. So in most Thai dishes, we typically have five different types of flavors. You got sweet, you got salty, you got sour, you got spicy, and you also have umami. So most Thai dishes has to have most of those components in order to be considered a Thai dish. And in all of these dishes that I'm going to be talking about in this episode, most of them do have all of these components. And another major staple in Thai cuisine is rice. And sort of similar to Vietnamese cuisine, a lot of the dishes that I'm going to be talking about in this episode contain rice noodles. And rice noodles are made in the process where you take uncooked rice or cooked rice and you just mash it into a fine paste. And in the process of doing that, you can either put it through a machine that creates the noodles, you can make a dough out of the rice, and then you can cut it up by hand. There's many different types of ways to create rice noodles. But being in a country where rice is a staple carbohydrate, there's going to be a lot of dishes where rice is the main star of the show, along with the broth or the sauce in the noodle dish, and just the flavors that you get from a core Thai dish. But let's just get started with the first noodle dish. All right, I'm back. So this first Thai dish has a very special place in my heart. And this dish is known as Pad Thai and is one of the most popular dishes in Thailand. And partly for the reason because it is a definition of what Thai cuisine is all about. Pad Thai has all the components that I talked about previously. It's sweet, it's salty, it's a little bit sour, and you can also add components to make it spicy, like peppers or pepper flakes. And in addition, it's also quite nutty because they also add roasted peanuts to the dish and it sort of adds that crunch. And when I was a kid, I always chose Pad Thai whenever I went to a Thai restaurant. So it's always been sort of this nostalgic feel when I'm eating this dish. And so whenever I'm in town and I know that there's a Pad Thai, there's a Thai restaurant and they serve Pad Thai, I'm obviously going to choose Pad Thai. And there's this one location that if you're ever in the need for some local Thai food in Marin County, I would recommend this one place. It's really close to campus. It's known as Thai Smile. And I really personally like this dish because their pad thai is very, very good. It's more than good. Because you also have the warm feeling of the owner that is greeted to you right when you walk into the door. The owner of the restaurant is super nice. She'll kind of greet you in a way that makes you feel like she's a grandma to you. And that just adds a whole different experience when you're actually eating the food. It's not just about the food, but it's also about the experience that happens when you're in the restaurant. But other than that, pad thai is a dish that mainly uses wide rice noodles, and other than a broth, it kind of uses a sauce to flavor the noodles. And compared to the other noodle dishes that I compared in the previous episodes, this noodle dish is actually stir-fried. So there's no broth at all, and it's flavored with a tamarind paste. And what tamarind is basically a souring component, and it's a fruit. So you get that tangy aftertaste from the tamarind, along with other seasonings, to create a cohesive flavor when you're eating pad thai. And you can also add things such as sugar, pepper flakes, like I mentioned before. And yeah, just every pad thai that you experience is going to be different, because Thai food, in a sense, has influences from many different cultures. So everyone's going to be making the same dish, but it's going to be different in each way. And everyone likes their own preferences. So when we're looking at stir-fried dishes like pad thai, you can add certain condiments to enhance the flavor to your own liking. Like for me, when I eat pad thai, I like to add extra chili flakes to enhance the flavor. And you could also add vinegar to make it even more sour. You can also add certain vegetables as toppings, such as bean sprouts or green onions or even chives, just to add a different texture experience when you're eating pad thai. But overall, pad thai is a really good baseline dish if you're looking for something new to try and you want to get into Thai cuisine. Pad thai is a really good option if you want to experience what real Thai food is all about. All right, so let me take you on a scenario. Let's say you're a fisherman and you're pretty hungry and you're just on your ship and you're just roaming around the ocean or the river or whatever body of water that you're trying to catch fish in, and you're just so hungry. And then a nice old lady that could potentially even be your grandma just comes by in a small canoe or a small kayak perhaps, and she offers you a bowl of noodles. And let me ask you a question. Have you ever thought that you can serve a perfectly hot steaming bowl of noodles in water? And well, that's what this dish is all about. So this next dish is called Thai boat noodles. And the name boat noodles derives from this long history of the noodles being served on skinny boats or skinny kayaks on the canals of Thailand. And typically it would be elderly ladies that would be going in these kayaks and serving these hot bowls of noodles. And these noodles were pretty unique, and most of them were different in its own way. But something that they all had in common was that the base of the broth was made from pork bones, and something that you can add to the noodles that really added a unique flavor that's different from any of the noodles that I've tried in my life is that they add a little dab of pork's blood before they add the broth, which is made out of pork bones. And what this does is that pork blood, or any blood that you use in general, adds a really rich flavor because blood in itself has a lot of protein. So it's really rich in flavor and it doesn't need to be used in a big quantity. You only need to add like a tablespoon or so to the entire bowl and it will add such a great depth of flavor that I've tried many times in my life and it's really delicious if you just stick into your mind and just give it a try. And Thai boat noodles, the broth is quite dark. That's partly because of the blood, and it's also because of the pork bones that's been stewed for a very long time. And the noodles in this dish is quite similar to Pad Thai noodles, but it's a little bit thinner. So think about from my first episode when I talked about Vietnamese noodles, it's sort of similar to pho noodles, and it's also rice noodles that is being used, and it's super thin, and I feel like it really works well with the thick and rich broth of Thai boat noodles. But the main thing that really intrigues me about this dish is that it gives you a little bit of history around Thai culture. It shows that Thai people in the past could not live without having a hot steamy bowl of fresh noodles, even if they're on a boat. And it's kind of crazy how I feel like in Western culture, we've never had the idea of serving something so hot and something like a broth and even adding noodles to this broth. We've never really seen that in Western culture. And it just really intrigues me how it was so popular and so popular for centuries in Thailand and in many other Southeast Asian countries. All right, so this next dish that I'm going to be talking about is pretty interesting in the sense that not a lot of people know about this dish because it's not really popular in Thai restaurants. You're not going to see it often on a restaurant menu. And I've only actually tried this dish one time. And the dish is called khao soi. And a story that I got to tell is one of my good friends back from elementary school. He was Cambodian, but his grandmother cooked really good Thai dishes. And like I said before, Thai cuisine gets its influence from many different cultures, including Cambodia and from other different Southeast Asian countries. And the dish is called khao soi. And khao soi is basically a curry noodle dish. And compared to Pad Thai, it doesn't use rice noodles, but it actually uses a noodle known as egg noodles. And another thing that's pretty interesting about this dish is the main broth for the entire noodle dish is curry. And this curry is really diverse. So it mainly uses coconut milk, which is popular in Southeast Asian cuisine. And it also uses thing called masala powder. It could also be masala paste. And that is typically a mixture of spices that is predominantly used in Indian cuisine. And when you mix the masala powder or the masala paste and coconut milk, you get this yellowish color that defines khao soi. And khao soi is commonly made with chicken and beef, but I believe the star of the dish itself is the egg noodles. And that's partly because it's something that's really unique to Thai cuisine, and you're not really going to see a lot of people making this dish. And something else that I didn't mention before is that this dish is from northern Thailand, and northern Thailand is really close to Burma, and khao soi mainly gets its influence from Burmese cuisine, and Burmese cuisine itself gets its influence from Indian cuisine. But all in all, like I said before, Thai cuisine is just a mixture of cultures and a mixture of flavors that you're not really going to experience unless you just try it. And that's enough for me. Thank you guys for listening. This was Noodle Time, and I'm your Noodle Guy. Peace out.